Great game. All right, so Don Cherry. Now, I mean, I just thought since I had mentioned it before that I'd at least keep going on it, right? So the iconic Grapes has been fired in Canada by Sportsnet for his on-air comments Saturday night, which is Coach's Corner on Hockey Night in Canada. He's 85 now, and he criticized individuals who did not wear poppy pins leading up to the nation's Remembrance Day. The pins are sold by veterans groups and worn to honor those who serve. Here's a pass. Picked off. Oh, Christ. He got picked off at the five. You got to be kidding me. And now they're running it back. They're going to run it back. He's going to run it back. Oh, God. You got to be kidding me. Did you see that he threw that pick? Game over now. What a terrible mistake. You got to be kidding me. Oh, my God. Dude, you had it. What are you doing, bro? What an awful mistake. He doesn't make those mistakes. He doesn't do that. What are you doing? That was a terrible pass. It was into double, triple coverage. There was only one receiver there, the guy that caught the touchdown before. There was nobody there. Hollister was covered.
Just underthrew him completely.
It was a bad throw. And unlike the Seahawks who can't catch a pass right in their hands, this guy made the pick. That's it right there. Now you got Garoppolo, you stick it down their throat, right? But if they kick a field goal, they win, right? Because you both get a possession.
Yeah, now the Niners can win it with a field goal.
That's unbelievable that he threw that pick. You got to be kidding me. Seriously. Anyway, Cherry's 85 now, and he said on the air, quote, I live in Mississauga in Ontario. Very few people wear the poppy. Downtown Toronto, forget it. Nobody wears the poppy. Now you go to the small cities, you people that come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life. You love our milk and honey. At least you can pay a couple bucks for a poppy or something like that. These guys paid for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price for that. And so they fired him for that.
Yeah, I knew when I saw that Saturday night that he wouldn't make it to next Saturday's Coach's Corner.
When he said that?
Yeah, I knew he was done. And it all built
you people.
Up, like,
what
all
do you mean?
Sunday. All
what do you mean,
Sunday?
You people? Oh, my God. He went after the immigrants, huh?
Yep. And look, to be fair, Don's probably been around
a little too long.
A little bit longer than he should have. So he's lasted this long for whatever reason. And look, there's the door.
What a way to end his brilliant Hall of Fame career, right? That he ends, he gets fired for, you know.
And not backing down either. Quote, I know what I said and I meant it. Everybody in Canada should wear a poppy to honor our fallen soldiers. I speak the truth and I walk the walk. I have visited the bases of the troops, been to Afghanistan with our brave soldiers at Christmas, been to cemeteries of our fallen around the world, and honored our fallen troops on Coach's Corner. To keep my job, I cannot be turned into a tamed robot. I would have liked to continue doing Coach's Corner. The problem is, if I have to watch everything I say, it isn't Coach's Corner. There you go. End quote from Don Cherry.
So he said, to keep my job, I cannot be turned into a tamed robot. So your boy Grapes is roasted for saying you people.
I mean, at this point, is anybody really surprised, though? I mean, how many years has he made comments, you know, just bashing European players? Like, if you weren't a Canadian hockey player or played on a Canadian team, he was ripping you. So he's always been xenophobic and all about just Canada. I get where he's coming from to a degree about, like, you need to honor the people who, you know, gave you your freedoms like that. But once you go and talk about you people coming in here, like signaling out, you know, certain groups of people, you're in hot water. But This is what we've expected from this guy for years. He's made somewhat comments like this.
When you heard it, did you really think it was that bad? Did you really think it was that bad that he said what he said?
10 years ago, no. In this day and age, yeah.
Is that right? Like, why was it so bad?
People get all up in arms whenever you criticize certain groups of people.
But did he really single out certain?
He singled out immigrants.
Well, he should, if he was going to do it that way, he should have just gone after immigrants, illegal immigrants.
He said, you come to our land and you enjoy this and you don't celebrate it. He's signaling out people who are not born Canadian and come there and live there.
Carver High, do you agree with that? Do you think it was that bad? Do you think it was, like, what he said was, did you think it was really that bad?
Yeah. Look, this is a game that is growing, and it's it's supposed to be for everybody. Hockey has pushed this, especially in Canada. It's a game for everybody, and you can't do that. I'm sorry. It's just what he said is wrong. It's flat out wrong, and he deserves to be fired. It is what it is. The game is for everybody.
He doesn't like foreign players to begin with.
Well, look, like Mafia said, there's probably been some times in the past that he's skated on that line. And
they finally got him?
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Don't say stupid stuff. He said stupid stuff, so he's out. End of story.
And he's taking it completely, the old man, I'm going to say what I want and you have to deal with it line. You know that? No, you have to get with the times too. Just because you're 85 doesn't mean you could just say whatever you want. Everyone's got to be okay with it.
Of course, his partner Ron McLean said, we know diversity is the strength of the country. I owe you an apology, too. I sat there. I did not catch it. I did not respond. And then Cherry refused to apologize. I've had my say. It was one controversy too many. The former Bruins and Rockies coach was hired as a commentator for CBC's Hockey Night in Canada in 81. Loud suits and louder takes made him the most famous member of Canadian hockey media for decades. Saturday nights was appointment viewing. Anyway, he extolled the virtues of fighting in hockey for decades. He frequently took heat for derogatory views of European-born players. In 2013, he drew the ire of viewers for saying, I don't believe women should be in the male dressing room. Increasingly, he would use his celebrity for political purposes, speaking on behalf of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford at an inauguration, who called and calling who those who believe in climate change kookaloos. Speculation has been that Brian Berg, the former GM of the Leafs and Ducks, may follow Cherry in Hockey Night in Canada's spotlight segment. They're in a 12-year agreement with the NHL for $5.2 billion Canadian, signed in 2013. It's the largest media rights deal in NHL history. It'll never be the same. I don't care who they put in there. It'll never be the same. Whoever has that job is doomed, including Brian Berg.
Yeah, that's one of those things where you change.
And he's another one that's 85 years old. What are they going to do? What's next? Are they going to put dead people in the...
Berg's not that old. Well, yeah, he's up there, but he's not 85.
He's 75.
Look,
I'll bet you, listen. What's next? Are they going to put a corpse in the seat? I mean, honestly, these guys are 85, 90 years old. Have we not been talking about this on the air? All these guys around here doing shows that are 90? The Yankees announcers are like 100?
He's 64.
Who else? Musburger, he's 80. Who isn't 80 anymore doing games?
Berg's 64.
She's 64 going on 75. Have you taken a look at him lately?
Here's what I would
do.
Christ,
the guy looks like the snowman.
Stop calling it Coach's Corner. Like, I'm not saying like that's – it's just – it's been something that's been there for a long time.
Yeah, just get rid of it
with
now.
With Don as the guy that has always done Coach's Corner. It's over. He's gone. This is where you go. And
so
you
does
make
the guy miss the kick here and the game ends in a tie? Because there's 3 minutes left. Seattle could still win the game.
Right. Russell could get
down. Does he miss it, or does he finally have the night of his life and make four field goals?
I hope he misses it, but.
Chase McLaughlin. By the
same
way,
just hit, right?
I had the Niners to win and Seattle plus 6.5. That was my bet. I middled it. Let's see what we got here.
They keep showing the guy, the kicker who's hurt on the sidelines. This guy's setting up. Who cares?
They do that all the time. Remember when, what's his name, was out? Mahomes. He wasn't even playing in the game. They showed him 5,000 times during their game that he didn't play. It's embarrassing. This looks like an even easier kick, sweeping it in this way, but we'll see. This is what it's all about. He missed it. He shanked it so bad left. I mean, it just landed in San Jose. So this game is still there for the taking. You got to be kidding me.
They're going to have great field position now, too.
Let's go.
You knew he'd miss after he made them all so easily, and he thought he was having the greatest night of his life, and then he coifed it.
Get rid of Coach's Corner, call it something else. Boom, done.
There you go. Well, they have to.
Burke's Box.
Burke's Box. Look at Mafia.
There you go. Burke's Box. And if they, it's a great name, Mafia, but if they do that, it'll go over like lead because there are just so many people. Do you know how many people are going to protest that he's fired?
Not as many as you think.
Really?
There's
is that
a
right?
lot of people that hated him up there.
Is that right?
He was like 50-50.
You think that he was 50-50 in Canada?
In the last few years, the polls have gone down on him. That's
is that right?
Yeah.
Says who?
The hardcore older fan, I think, absolutely.
They
Who's
love
been
him.
Watching him for 30-plus years, yeah, they'll be upset. The young fan hates him.
The young fans hate him? Why is that? He's an old geezer?
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're still tied with under 3 minutes to go in the city by the bay. Yay, it's not really by the bay. It's like an hour and a half away. Santa Clara, they hate playing there. Bet they're glad they built their stadium there. They hate it.